Advice to a poet. Don't write what is not true, what is not cold as sleet on a Texas morning, about the old pier from which you saw sailboats on an August afternoon, the one your father built, who never built at all. Don't feign wonder, searching for errant words to say how Carolina blue is the sky, or imagine that a cloudy night is lit by a thousand brilliant stars, or by the glow from your lover's gaze upon your spent body, when neither is so. Write instead about Texas winters in red shorts, the blue-white of your father's T-shirts, which you ironed, sweating in the Army base beige houses of your past. Say that only the GE radio paid your allowance in hit tunes, like Stranger on the Shore, its saxophone wail feeding your adolescent heart. Write about the belled petticoat that announced you as you sashayed down the chapel aisle on Sundays, the always white hat and gloves, virginal wear of a bygone era, for it is truth enough to write of small moments, those tedious details of roads taken, the poet says, will make you sigh. Write of those things, and not a poem of easy lies.